I'm telling you, 80s action movies were the best. I mean, yeah, I wasn't alive in the 80s, but I wish I was. I'm totally into that whole macho thing they had going on back then. Seriously, you like modern stuff more? Okay, I kind of get it. Shouldn't you like this stuff? Aren't you like a big alpha Chad bro or whatever? Obviously, your name is a Chad. Do you seriously not know what a Chad is? It's guys like you, but maybe not as nice, and maybe not as dumb. I'm kidding, I'm kidding. You're not dumb. You're just bad at math, and bad at staying in a relationship for more than a week. Speaking of, how did the last date go? I'm listening. I'm just getting into a more comfortable position. What? I'm laying my head on your lap. Your thighs are just big and comfy. Sue me. It's your fault for being so thick and juicy. If you don't want me there, just grab me by the neck and throw me out the window. I'm barely over 5 feet tall. You could probably just launch me. I'm kidding. I know you would never hurt me. But anyways, your date. How come it didn't work out? She wasn't dominant enough? What does that even mean? Were you mad that she didn't, like, handcuff you to the bed and peg you or something? Okay. If that's not it, then what exactly would your little date need to be dominant? Be more confident. Take initiative. Maybe she should have tried putting her head on your lap without asking. I'm joking. I'm totally kidding around. I don't want to make this weird. It's just so comfy here. So tell me, what else would she have to do to be, in your words, dominant enough for you? Proactive? That makes sense. Confident? I get that. Tall? What the hell? Really tall? You don't need to be tall to be dominant. I saw that Taylor Swift looking girl you went on a date with. She was almost as tall as you, and she was so the opposite of dominant. She could barely even make eye contact, and was so quiet I couldn't see her being able to hold a conversation even if you put a gun to her head. Oh, so what's next? Are you going to say a girl needs to have big boobs to be quote unquote dominant too? It's not a personality trait. I'm not insecure about my tiny boobs. They are so not tiny. I just wear baggy clothes to hide them. I have ever since they got big back in high school because I don't like getting looked at by thirsty creeps. Not that you'd know anything about that. You're so freaking dumb and oblivious that you probably couldn't even tell when somebody was looking at you. I do so know more about what it means for a woman to be dominant than you. Maybe if you knew what you actually wanted, you would be able to keep dating a girl for more than a week. I'm probably the woman who's lasted the longest in your life, and I'm just your freaking roommate. No, your mom does not count, you idiot. Are you seriously missing the point of what I'm trying to say? Well, are you going to talk back or what? I'm waiting. Good boy. What? You look like you liked it. You even looked like you liked it when I was yelling at you. You want me to yell at you some more? Because you look like you were having a pretty good time. Or maybe you would prefer if I did something more. What was the word he used again? Oh, that's right. Proactive. You know exactly what I'm doing. Don't play dumb. I mean, you aren't dumb, but fuck, just shut up and kiss me. I wanna fuck you. Yes, I mean it. I wanna fuck you so badly. Holy shit. That one time I walked in on you getting into the shower, I wore the batteries out in my vibrator like 5 times just from using it while thinking about what I saw and thinking about how cute and embarrassed you looked when I saw you naked. And now you're being such a good boy for me. Take off your shirt. I want to see you again. But this time, I get to look at you as long as I want. God, you're so fucking hot. You're so stupid. You probably don't even know how hot you are. I wish your nipples were as sensitive as mine are. I probably get a kick out of feeling you get hard while I lick them. Not that you need help with that. I can already feel you getting rock hard under my shirt. Now, you're going to do everything I say, exactly how I say it, okay? Good boy. Take your pants off. Don't bother with my clothes. When you're ready, just push my panties to the side and let me ride you. Finally, I finally get to fuck you. I'm going to use this cock to get off. Sometimes, when I'm playing with myself, I can get in and get out in like a minute if I'm horny enough that day. And I'm definitely horny enough. Do you want to see me come on your cock? You like that, wouldn't you? How about this? I get myself off now, and you hold off a little longer, and come when I want you to come. Doesn't that sound like a fun game? Oh, you'll know when. I'll lean into your ear, just like this, and tell you, come for me. Oh, god damn, you're so fucking hard. Keep it that way. I have lots of teasing to do before I let you get off. But I'll get myself off whenever I want. Fuck. Yeah, just stay still and let me do my thing. I'm so close. Yeah, I came. Don't worry. You'll get your turn. Now be a good boy and take my clothes off. No, not from there. Do it just like I say. Take off my shirt, then my panties. Do I look cute with just my big sweater on? You can take that off next. So, some girls wear crazy push-up bras that make their boobs look bigger. Mine kind of do the opposite. You can take it off now. What was that you were saying earlier about me being insecure about my little boobs? Because I think they're big enough to suffocate you. Maybe I'll even do that later. But first, there's some special attention I want to give to you. Moan for me. Moan for me while I suck your cock. Be careful. No matter how hard I suck your cock, you're not allowed to come until I tell you to. Do you like seeing me suck all my juices off your cock? Does it get you thinking of what my pussy tastes like? I want to show you what it tastes like. Lean back. I'm gonna have a seat. Yes, I mean I'll sit on your face. You're Lucky you're so handsome, because you're so fucking stupid. Now, be a good boy and eat my pussy. There we go. Fuck. You're better at that than I thought you'd be. I wonder if you can even hear me talking with my thighs clamped around your ears like that. I should make sure to moan extra loud for you. So I can make sure you know how much I appreciate this. It's a shame. My arms are too short to reach. I love to jerk you off while you do this. Then I could make you come while you eat me out. That would be so hot. You like making me come, don't you? I wonder how many times you'll manage to do it tonight. You can go as long as you want. I'd keep your face between my thighs all night if I didn't want you to fuck me so badly. Oh, fuck. You're gonna make me come again. Oh, don't stop. Do you dare fucking stop? Good job, big guy. I think I teased you enough. You look so tense from me edging you for so long. Since you've been such a good boy, I'll let you choose where you get to come. Do you want to come in my mouth? How about in between my big tits? I've always wanted to try that. Oh, you want to come in my pussy? That can be arranged. Get on top of me. Hurry up. Follow my instructions. You don't have to just stare at them, you know. You can suck on my tits whenever you'd like. Actually, stay there a little longer. Be as rough with them as you'd like. Fuck. Just bury your face in there. I'm just gonna shove your face in between them as hard as I can. Oh, okay. I'll let you breathe now. Are you ready to fuck me? Okay, put it in. Slowly. Just find that perfect rhythm. Bringing yourself closer and closer. And don't come until I say you can. I'm just gonna run my fingers through your hair while you fuck me. When I'm getting close, I'll pull harder on your hair. Because I want you to come with me. Just make sure. Make sure you don't come until I tell you, okay? You can do that, right? I knew you could. Fuck me. Fuck me harder. God, there we go. Just like that. Keep fucking me. Don't you dare slow down. Do you want to come? You look so desperate to finally come in me. I'm so fucking close. I want you to come with me, okay? Be a good boy. And come for me. Right now. Oh my god. Fuck. You're feeling me. God, I've never, ever orgasmed that hard in my entire fucking life. That was a lot of fun. Hooking up with your roommate is dangerous, though. As risky as this kind of thing is, I really, really don't want to go back to stewing in some sexual tension and coming up with excuses to lay my head on your lap. Let's keep the sex to one day a week max. Except on special occasions or days when I really, really want my pussy eaten. You can do that for me, right? Just try not to fall in love with me. Good boy.